We're here in central London, and behind me, dozens of vehicles have congregated, packed with aid, hoping to make the long and arduous journey from London through Europe and the Middle East to Gaza, in the hope of breaking the Israeli siege of that territory.
Volunteers from the UK and Ireland met at the Viva Palestina convoy's starting point in the shadow of the British Parliament. They came equipped with medical aid such as wheelchairs and medicines, which Gazans are prevented from freely accessing because Israel considers the Hamas government terrorists.
The parallels between Ireland and Palestine are unbelievable. I mean, Ireland under British rule for 800 years, Palestine under the British mandate, caused all the problems from 1936 on through 1948 through 1967. So the Irish have a great affinity for the people of Palestine.
I think the fact that it was our country which was responsible for the creation of Israel and the suffering which takes place there. And I feel as British citizens, it's very important that we try and endeavour to bring back peace in that country and give back the land to the Palestinians.
This is the fifth Viva Palestina convoy, and the last four have been eventful to say the least. A year ago, clashes broke out after the Egyptian authorities refused to let the aid workers through the Rafah border into Gaza. Eventually, the convoy was allowed to proceed, but only after several serious injuries occurred. And just a few months ago, the Israelis killed 9 Turkish aid workers on the Mavi Marmara ship as they tried to enter Gaza by sea, outraging international opinion. But the Viva Palestina organizers are hoping that the anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian sentiments the killings provoked will mean they'll have a smooth trip this time.
Well, we hope that the Egyptian government, after the massacre on the Mavi Marmara, which shocked the world, will be happy to see us and will facilitate our entry into Gaza. Certainly that's what we intend to happen, and we are happy to cooperate with them in their requirements. We come in peace to them. We have no quarrel with them. Our quarrel is with Israel.
Viva Palestina 5 will be joined by activists from Europe before linking up in Syria with two other convoys being organized in Qatar and Morocco. If all goes well, around 200 vehicles packed with millions of dollars worth of medical aid will enter Gaza in a few weeks' time. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.